Once upon a time, in the quaint town of Barhaven, nestled amidst rolling hills and dappled with daisies, a mischievous gang of goats hatched a cunning plan. Their leader, a goat with a white beard that rivaled Santa Claus, went by the name of Sir Bleat A Lot. Sir Bleat A Lot had grown tired of the mundane life on old MacDonald's farm and decided it was high time for an adventure. One moonless night, while the farmer and his wife were fast asleep, Sir Bleat A Lot and his cohorts executed their daring escape. With nimble hooves and a surprising talent for lockpicking, they made their way through the creaky barn door and into the freedom of the moonlit pastures. The following morning, the townsfolk of Barhaven awoke to a cacophony of chaos. Goat tracks zigzagged across perfectly manicured lawns. Flower beds had been transformed into impromptu salad bars. And unsuspecting laundry lines had become goat swing sets. Mayor Woolington's prized topiary garden now resembled a goat-themed art installation. The news of the goat rampage spread like wildfire. And soon the entire town was buzzing with excitement. The town's bumbling constable, Officer Useless, scratched his head and rallied the villagers to round up the rogue ruminants. But, of course, chaos ensued. Picture this, Officer Useless chasing a goat with a red bucket on his head, mistaking it for a prized tomato. Meanwhile, Mrs. McWoolster, the local wool spinner, attempted to lure them with her knitting needles, thinking they were just oversized poodles. The goats reveled in their newfound freedom, prancing through the town square like rebellious teenagers at a rock concert. They scaled rooftops, tiptoed across picket fences, and left a trail of comedic calamities in their wake. As the sun dipped below the horizon, Mayor Woolington's garden party was on the verge of becoming a goat gala. The mayor, resplendent in a tuxedo, watched in horror as Sir Bleat A Lot made a grand entrance by somersaulting into the cucumber sandwich platter. It was a race against time as the townsfolk, with their hearts pounding and laughter bubbling, finally managed to corral the wayward goats. With much ado and a symphony of bleats, they were herded back to the farm, ending their wild adventure. The mayor's garden party did go on, but it was a goat-themed gala like no other, complete with goat-shaped topiaries and a special guest appearance by Sir Bleat A Lot himself. And so, in the annals of Barhaven's history, the Great Caprine Caper became a legendary tale of mayhem and merriment, where chaos reigned, laughter echoed, and goats took the spotlight in a garden party for the ages.